Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
Tom Hanks and Jack Dorsey tumble into the circle's endless irony by Cade Metz. During a brief break in the online broadcast, Tom Hanks leaned toward Jack Dorsey. "So, has this been good for Twitter or bad?" he asked. Hanks was only semi-serious, but the Twitter CEO didn't have an answer. Which is fair. What do you say to an actor playing a less-than-ethical version of yourself in a film that asks whether social media is destroying our humanity? Hanks and Dorsey met this week for a made-for-the-internet chat that also included two other stars of The Circle, Emma Watson and Patton Oswalt, and the film's director, James Ponsoldt. The unlikely arrangement suited this new film, which raises more questions about the giants of the internet than anyone has answers. It was a weird Russian nesting doll irony of postmodernism, Ponsoldt told me as we discussed the online broadcast just after it ended. It was a very strange thing and very generous by all parties involved. Based on the 2013 novel by Dave Eggers, who penned the screenplay alongside Ponsoldt, The Circle tells the story of a fictional internet company, part Google, part Facebook, part Twitter, that encourages citizens to broadcast their entire lives in real time and even works to change the very nature of democracy. It began life as a piece of dystopian science fiction that showed where the world might be headed in the years to come. But now, as the movie hits screens, it's not about the future. It's about so much of what has happened in the months since the film was in the can. In the 1970s, while making Network, the landmark cinematic commentary on the role of media in modern society, director Sidney Lumet and screenwriter Paddy Chayefsky would joke that their film wasn't satire but sheer reportage. The Circle isn't the film that Network is, but it too feels like reportage. As Oswalt put it during the live Q&A with Dorsey, "There's stuff we predicted that we really wish we hadn't predicted. That includes the evolution of Twitter, a company that owns one of the original live video services, Periscope, that played an enormous role in the recent presidential election and continues to feed the aims of the current commander-in-chief." That mirror The Circle holds up made the online Q&A broadcast from Twitter headquarters all the more strange. The only pairing that would have been stranger? Hanks chatting with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, whose company has by now pushed live video to so many more people and may have played an even larger role in the election. Still, Dorsey gave the conversation its own edge, thanks to his beard. "I play the guy in the movie you know is a diabolical genius because he has a beard," Hanks quipped, this time for the camera as he turned toward Dorsey once again. "Do you find that to be the case, Jack?" The room filled with laughter, but an uncomfortable laughter, an ideal encapsulation of this powerful, if flawed, film.
In the past, Hollywood missed the mark on technology more often than not. At Wired, we love war games and sneakers, but in many ways, even these classics portray technology in sometimes cartoonish ways. Whopper, anyone? The Circle succeeds in part because it gets the technology right, all the way down to the look of the online GUIs. But more importantly, it gets the business of technology right. If you know your Silicon Valley geography, when the protagonist, Watson's May Holland, first drives to that fictional company in the film, the trip feels like the commute to Facebook. Once she's there, the campus feels like Google. Beyond these details, the movie captures the idealism that drives these companies, as well as the ways this idealism can have unintended consequences. As Ponsoldt said during the Twitter Q&A, May Holland embodies this disruptor mentality. "We generally see that as a good thing," he said, "but we have also seen over the past year how people can come in from a different industry and affect the world negatively and positively. It doesn't always work out the way we think it is." As I chatted with Ponsoldt later, what struck me the most was how well he understood an even bigger issue. After all the events of the past year, the world may have a better understanding of where modern technology companies have gone wrong. What's less clear is how to deal with those problems. There's a public good that was part of the thought process that went into the creation of many of these companies, Ponsoldt said. But at a certain point, due to the nature of capitalism and of companies, they tend to just grow. Their job is not to self-regulate. Their job is to show successful returns, to show a profit. These days, pundits worry about the long-term threat of artificial intelligence, the idea that AI systems that will somehow spin out of control. But the film so clearly shows that there's a more pressing problem. As Hank said during the Q&A, the issue is not that artificial intelligence is taking over, but that our own choices are threatening the future of our society. That's an amazing thing to emerge from the mouth of a movie star, and it reflects his newest film. The first, say, 1 hour and 35 minutes of The Circle are enormously powerful in an intelligent, worry-inducing kind of way. The film's last 15 minutes, which feel rushed, don't quite measure up. The ending is ambiguous, confusing, and strangely open-ended. But maybe that's only appropriate. It feels the most like reality.